Recorded Books presents Mad River, a Virgil Flowers novel, by John Sanford, narrated by Eric Conger.
1. Jimmy Sharp stepped back from the curb and impatiently waved the car by. Waved it by like a big shot, like he couldn't be bothered to assert his rights to the pedestrian crosswalk. "We should have parked closer," Tom McCall said. "I'm freezing my ass off." As the car went by, a woman driver peered out at the three of them. The overhead reading light was on, and she was wearing an overcoat, wool hat, and one black glove. Her bare hand was holding a cell phone to her ear, and she was talking as she looked at them. A multitasker, headed for a three-car smash-up somewhere down the line. "One big problem there. Somebody would have seen it and put two and two together, and then we got a witness," Jimmy said. "Besides, the walk'll warm you up." "Glad I got the gloves," McCall said. Becky Welsh said, "It's April, you fool. You don't need gloves for the cold. Just walk." Jimmy had smoked a Marlboro down to the filter, and he snapped it into the street and bent into the task of climbing the hill, Tom and Becky on his heels, the three of them throwing splashy shadows in the pale April moonlight. Halfway up, Jimmy stopped to catch his breath, turned and said, "That's a pretty sight of the town." They all turned to look. The Bingham business district spread out below them, the county courthouse with its eternal flame, a few cars turning corners, flashing red lights on an ambulance heading into the hospital. The Minnesota River was down there, a black ribbon at the foot of downtown. Not much more than a creek, really. They'd left Jimmy's Firebird in an apartment parking lot at the base of the hill, where they could get to it.